Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Ah, we're in? Are we in? Yes, we're in! Look at that! Oh boy, it is nice to see my mug on the YouTube. On the Facebooks, on the Twitters, welcome kids to the Ross Patterson Revolution. Ah, we got a hot one today. We got a hot one today. And as always, I'm joined by the podcast extraordinaire, the first female to ever do it in the biz to produce a podcast, Jesse Wiseman.
Is it the first?
The Jables.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Oh, oh day gosh. After Grammys. You're going to Dell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel?
This is really exciting, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, it's more of a big deal for you. Let's be real.
Sure.
I broke the glass ceiling with you. Mm-hmm. When I hired you, I knew that you were going to be the Kellyanne Conway, first woman to do big stuff.
Yeah. Buy those shoes.
Yep.
I endorse those shoes. Yeah.
Breaking the glass ceiling. Hired a woman producer. A lot of people said you shouldn't do that. A lot of people were like, that's a big risk.
You and your friends said that?
Yeah, they were like, look, I don't know if we're there yet. Just as a world type sitch of like, hey, can a woman run a podcast? Can she produce a podcast?
You know, I'm with you. I don't feel like I can.
Yeah, I don't either.
Don't either.
But welcome to the show, kids. Few things you'll notice. We're in an Atlanta Falcons shirt. It's been 8 days. And it still feels fresh.
Yeah.
It still feels like it's 8 minutes ago. 28-3. 28-3. And look, I'm a dirty bird. I rise up. It's still my team. I don't care that we blew that lead. It's not going to make me not love my favorite team. And I also don't blame the team. I blame Kyle Shanahan not running the fucking ball up the middle. We were on the 20. We had the best tandem running backs in the biz. All you do is run up the middle, kick a fucking field goal. Couldn't do that.
Yeah, your running guys were the best running guys.
Yeah, nobody's going to accuse you of not being a top-notch sports expert.
Best running guys in the biz.
Also, secondly, you'll notice that I have a mustache. It's a thick mustache. It's a burly mustache, if you will. That's for a simple reason. With my beloved Falcons losing the Super Bowl title, I also lost a very important bet with one of my best friends. You just closed your eyes like you were at the end of Braveheart.
I'm just thinking.
Like when Mel Gibson was dying, dropping the hanky. I have to get a perm. I have to get a permanent. Is that the full name for it?
Permanent, yes.
Permanent, yeah.
Yes.
I have to get a full perm in my hair this week that I've got to walk around with in the universe for a month. Therefore, I'm keeping the stash so I can go full Tom Selleck with it. Selleck, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to show the perm live on air this week.
Right.
And we're going to do that. But first up, we got a few sponsors who pay for the show to be on the air. First up, you know I'm all jacked up on it today.
I'm feeling that.
I'm talking about StrikeForceEnergy.com. Here's the thing, kids. It's a tasty, tiny little tin pouch. What you do is you just squirt it in water. Boom, boom. And you're ready to start your day.
Oh, my God. Are you having another one?
I'm having another one. Some people say I'm too excited. I think I'm not excited enough.
Sure.
Once I get that in my mouth, I'm ready to go. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Get yourself the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch you could possibly imagine. Is it better than 5-hour energy? You bet. Are we kicking the can? Yes, we're kicking the can.
Kick
the can. Tank top on.
Yeah.
We don't need the fucking can anymore. Throw the can out the window. Throw the can out the fucking window. You don't need it anymore. Look, kids, it goes in every single liquid you could possibly imagine. Beers, waters, Kool-Aid, you name it. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. And you get 20% off. They have a subscription in the month club. And they ship everywhere in the entire fucking world. We've also got some on the bar. Look, they got a little squirter over there.
They got a spot on the bar.
Next up, we got CarnivoreClub.co. That's a dot co.
Love a dot co.
Big fan of CarnivoreClub.co. I caught a CO falling asleep on death row. He grabbed my gun and I said what he did. Whatever. I don't know all the words to a Public Enemy song, but it's a nice reference. Yeah. You know what else is a nice reference? If you're at a family get together and you say, hey Bob, remember that Carnivore Club box I got you full of meats? Mm-hmm. You owe me one. Why don't you go grab me a fucking beer? Go to CarnivoreClub.co. They've got the tastiest meats on the planet. They're scouring the earth trying to find the finest meats in the land. They got spicy spreadable pork. They got the salami. They got some bacon, some little chorizo up in this motherfucker.
Some pancetta.
Good stuff. Go to carnivoreclub.co. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 10% off your first box. It's almost like stealing it.
Yeah.
Next up, we got straightrazors.com. Look at this nice little display.
I love them.
Big fan. Big fan of straightrazors.com. Also, if you're wondering how I keep this mustache so taut, is it taut? You bet. This is taut like a high school junior at a private school. It's just taut. You know what I'm saying? It's just a taut little mustache. That's only because of straightrazors.com. Number one cologne in the world? Check those guys. Number one aftershave in the world? Check those guys. If you're a real man and you fucking shave, go to straightrazors.com. Get yourself some straight razors and start shaving yourself up. Make yourself a real man again. You feel like you're back in Tombstone.
Yeah, the women appreciate it, guys.
They appreciate the love. Last but not least, we've got a book by the finest author in the land. Some would say the greatest author since L. Ron Hubbard. Yeah. Yeah. Did I just drop an L. Ron?
We've been watching too much Scientology.
We've been watching way too much Scientology. That fucking Leah Remini shit has got me hooked, son.
I know.
But I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the first ever romance novel for dudes. At night she cries while he rides his steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes. Let's get a little horse noise, Jabes. Love it. Love it. It's so terrible that I actually love it. Look, kids, it's available at bookstores everywhere. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, every .com you can imagine. Get you some. It's also available on Audible.com. I do the Audible. You're welcome for my brilliance. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh.
I am on one today. I said I'm on one.
You are.
I am on one. The Grammys were on last night. Or as my grandfather would call it, the Gammies.
The Gammies.
The Gammies.
That makes sense.
Because it felt older last night. It felt a little older last night.
What happened?
It was kind of a snooze fest. Through the first half, I was asleep. You came out strong with Adele, right?
She's okay.
Oh, come on. She's America's sweetheart, even though she's from another country. Oh, get.
I'm joking.
Honestly,
I'm joking.
Is it possible to shut your mouth this early? Glass ceiling, I broke it, and then you.
And then I keep.
Yeah.
Understood.
I'm all about women equality.
Sure, understood.
And then you just pulled your pants down and took a shit on Adele, which I don't even know how that's possible. Okay. I don't know how that's possible. She's a princess, okay? When she comes out and opens up her mouth, it's as if Jesus Christ himself is talking to the people.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So she came out strong, opening up with hello. And I was just like, hello?
Didn't even move. She just stands there and commands.
Doesn't dance. No backup dance. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Just hello. And everybody's like, oh my goodness.
Oh, it gets you.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. I get choked up.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut to her. Are they married? Is it her husband? Is it a boyfriend? They've got kids.
She's one of those where it's a perpetual boyfriend, but they're Goldie Hawn, that kind of thing.
I don't understand it. Here's why. If you look at the guy,
mm-hmm.
He looks like, let's say your child's got a box of trolls, just a shoebox full of trolls. This mm-hmm. guy is the last guy at the bottom of the troll box. Like when you pull that up, you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
This is ugly. That's a weird one. That's a weird one.
More than that, I just sort of don't know what he does.
I don't know what he does for a living.
Is he just
don't know
Adele's
his whole shit.
Boyfriend?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does. I heard one like brief interview when they first started dating and he was like, I don't know where this is going to go. And I was like, what? You don't know where this is going to go? Because we're talking about Adele here. Dude, you're getting Adele. I do not understand. Like, if Adele shows up at your door for the first date and she says, hello, you put a fucking ring on that little finger. I was going to say Sasha's finger, but I held back. Held back.
Would you?
Yes.
You would love Adele.
I'd say what? Adele is my, can we say my big girl pass? It's my big girl pass.
No, we won't say that actually.
We can't, but
we're not going to say that.
We can when we can. Because I'm going
sure.
to.
Sure.
Adele supersedes everything, by the way. Looks, body. Actually, she's got a gorgeous face. She's gorgeous. She supersedes all of it. So it's like her voice, forget about it. You marry that girl and you move on with your fucking life.
Yep.
And you're happy being Adele's boyfriend or girl. Yep. Like, whatever. That guy still hasn't married her yet. There's a problem in this world. I mean, there is a serious issue in this world.
He has a daughter from a former marriage, and he is a charity entrepreneur. So embezzlement.
Yeah, and that's what he does.
That's all there's. That's really all they've told me.
You've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. And you're not, dude. Go to Jared.
Has another daughter.
Go to Jared on the first date. Get a fucking ring. Marry up Adele and call it a life, and be proud of it. She'd be like, oh, dude, who's your wife? Adele. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other person on the planet besides that is Beyonce, and she's taken. So it's like, what are you going to? You know what I'm saying? Because nobody's going after Celine Dion again after Renee.
Too much.
After Renee died. R.I.P. Renee. But like, you know, you wife up Adele as fast as you fucking can.
Yeah. There's rumors that they got married, but it's.
You know what? Fuck the rumor.
Don't do it secretly. Like, marry her.
I would go live on every avenue I could and say, dude, you're not going to fucking believe this.
Yeah.
I'm married Adele. I'm fucking married Adele.
Exactly.
I don't get it. So whoever that guy is, what's his name? Steve, Ron, Ricky, whoever it is, put a fucking ring on it. Fuck, marry Adele and move on with your life. Jesus Christ.
Yes. Simon Konecki. Yeah,
whatever. Hey.
Konecki.
Simon says, fucking marry Adele.
Maybe she just doesn't want that horrible last name.
Oh, Konecki? Yeah. Adele Konecki?
Adele Konecki.
Yeah. Or maybe he took her last name and we don't know it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why she's just going. Or maybe that's why she just went by one name.
What's Adele's last name?
We don't know. It doesn't matter. When you're that great, you can go by one last name. It's like Cher. Yeah. It's like Cher, Madonna, Adele. Like, you're good. Beyonce. I barely know Beyonce's last name.
Yeah.
Is it Knowles? There's a K.
It's Knowles. Yeah.
But it's still, Knowles. It's Bay. It's Queen Bay. It's Bay Bay. You know what I'm saying? Same with
nowhere.
Adele. Yeah, you don't need it. You shouldn't need a last
it's
name.
Nowhere.
She's so fucking good, she doesn't need a last name. I wish I was that good that I didn't need a last name. I wish it was just Ross and everybody was like, oh, god damn. Yeah. Ross is here? Shit.
But like, it's crazy that your last name would not be either anywhere to be found.
Scrub you know the internet.
Mean?
That's
scrub
how
it.
Good she is. Scrub
Dang.
The internet.
Nice.
Scrub the internet.
Nice.
So then, you know, after that, we go into a brutal snooze fest full of performers. There was like a Bee Gees tribute with like Demi Lovato. Wake me up. Wake me up. I was like, I'm kind of nodding off at this point.
Yeah.
Because it goes into a downward spiral. And then, you know, they're doing a fucking a Prince tribute. Yeah. So they keep teasing this Prince tribute. Big fan of Prince, obviously. This is a Ross Patterson Revolution. Okay. Kind of named after Prince. Huge fan of Prince.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Yeah. We know.
Probably why Joe Rogan named the last name of his show Experience. Probably a huge Jimi Hendrix fan.
That's true. I think.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So anyways, I'm amped about this. I'm all jacked up.
Yeah. What's going to happen? What craziness?
Boners. Boners at an 8.
Boners. Boners. Boners.
Boners at an 8. That means sideways in my jeans. Sure. No, it's about 9. It's about 9:45. Boners at a 9:45, sideways in the jeans, getting ready to go to midnight. And then they say, guess who's doing the Prince tribute? Bruno fucking Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like a fucking percussion grenade went off. I was like,
what did you say? When did you say nothing will make you miss Prince?
Oh, yeah. Nothing will make you miss Prince more on this earth than Bruno Mars
so
doing a
true.
Shitty version of Prince. Because here's how we started the Prince tribute. It was obviously the symbol that was Prince. And then his real song, Dearly Beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called Live Life. And the whole crowd, electric world life that means forever. And that's a mighty long time. But I mean to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. Blah, 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 blah. And then fucking Bruno Mars comes out dressed as Prince playing his guitar. God damn it. I don't want to say this, but I'm going to. It was a good thing I was wearing sweatpants last night, because if I was wearing a jeans with a belt, I would have taken the belt off, found the nearest door handle in my house, just gone ahead and hung myself. Rather than hearing Bruno Mars doing a shitty version of Prince, I think I would have just gotten it over with. Hung it up.
That would not have been an overreaction on your part.
Not at all. You know what I would have done too? Because you weren't there. What I would have done is this. I would have paused the DVR.
Sure.
So that way you knew what I hung myself to. And then you walk home and you'd be like, oh.
And I'd get it.
Ross is dead, but I kind of get it.
And I'd understand.
Yeah, you'd understand. Then you go on, carry on the show on your own and be like, hey, here's what Ross killed himself. Oh, it was the Bruno Mars thing? He was doing, was he doing Prince?
Like fakely playing guitar and like little wing of eyeliner.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't fucking do it.
No.
But then it picks back up. We got a jolt to life. Chance the Rapper fucking crushed.
Yeah.
And him live, he raps so fast that I didn't believe that he could do it live and not get caught up on the words. Because I recorded a few, like, you know, comedy rap songs for the internet. Usually I have to pause after every 2 seconds and have the editor slide it in.
Sure.
This fucking dude went off. He went off. And it was amazing. I was like, oh, shit. All right, we're back.
Yeah.
We're back. Next up, Metallica and Lady Gaga. Gaga. Which, look, I saw her at the Super Bowl. Crushed the halftime show. Way to go, Stephanie Germanata.
She's very theatrical.
She can do a lot of stuff. Problem was, James Hatfield's mic cut out. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a fucking mic for a good 2 minutes of that song. And then he walked over and shared it with Gaga. I heard he's an asshole anyways.
Yeah, now was that a roadie that he was possibly an asshole to?
I don't know.
Either back in the day, and he's like, I'm going to get him.
But imagine what their dressing room, the Metallica dressing room looked like 5 minutes after he got off stage on that. You know he took that guitar and smashed up the whole goddamn place and said, you know what, motherfuckers, I'm Metallica.
And it kind of looked like Gaga wasn't even like wanting to share the mic a little bit too, because he had to go over to her.
I don't think she knew. And so he
really
I don't think she knew his mic was out,
because so she was like, "What are you doing?"
Exactly, she was probably like, "Yo, what the fuck's going on? Like, let's not get this close."
Yeah, yeah.
I just got out of an engagement. It's not, you don't have to get on top of me.
Sure,
like, because he was getting so close, it was like she was 3 months pregnant. Yeah. And I was like, "Whoa, that's close." So I don't know. I don't know what that dressing room looked like the morning, the 5 minutes after, or the morning after, for that matter. Right. But if I was Metallica, I'd be pretty pissed off about it.
I think I would. That was a little bit of a, haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's blow this one out.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Oh, the mic doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
good stuff.
It was like he walked out on stage with his penis hanging outside of his jeans and nobody told him, hey, man, dick's hanging out of your jeans. Not going to tell you. Have fun tonight.
Right.
Have fun.
Yeah. Well.
And then Beyonce. I don't even know where to go with that. Go ahead. Straight pregnancy belly, which is fine. Sure. She's having twins. Let the world know.
Yeah,
I think
I'm not a fan of that.
I think since so many people questioned her first pregnancy,
she's like, look it.
Look, yeah, because a lot of people said you were too thin. You didn't have that first baby. And then on this one, she's like, cool. Not only do I got twins, we're starting it bare belly. Fuck the world.
I still don't believe it.
Yeah. You still, it's a visual. It's a visual.
Listen, what we can do with makeup, prosthetics, she can eat a lot of pizza,
I will say visually, that was one of the most amazing performances I'd ever seen. The 3D, the whole shit, like, I felt like I dropped acid, but like blotter acid, like in the eyes, so it goes straight in, where I was just like, oh my God.
Sure.
I'm tripping now. Not like, oh, you got to give it like 20 minutes. But like, I was tripping now as soon as that thing started.
Yeah.
3D, the whole shit. And then when she got in the chair and bent over backwards, real close to the floor, with twins, I was like,
irresponsible.
You've got the prince, and the next princess inside your belly.
Yep.
Let's face it, they'll probably run for president one day.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z will probably run for president. She'll be the first lady. And then you got the presidential kids are in the womb. Don't go bending back on the chair like that.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I wish you trusted me as much in this world, like Beyonce trusted whoever that roadie was
that
who did that chair
tech
gag
for the chair.
Boy, yeah. I wish you had that same trust in me.
Well, I don't, but you know she does, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she probably trusts Jay-Z too a lot more.
Sean Carter.
Yeah, sure.
You don't know him that well.
Is Jay-Z the
Jay-Z is, yeah, if you're bros.
Oh, and if not, then I call him what?
You call him Sean Carter.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So if we can get that straight, I don't think you've earned that right yet.
Okay.
This is your first show.
Yeah.
As a female producer, glass ceiling broken. Again, I hate to keep bringing that up, but it's
you
true.
Do though.
What I know, but what I've given you, is a gift that you should cherish. And, if you're going to start calling, Jay-Z your buddy, let's give it a few shows. Let's give it 40 or 50 shows before you start broing up with Jay-Z.
Yeah. Kicking it.
Yeah.
Kicking it.
Yeah. And then Adele came back again last night. She did the George Michael tribute. God, I do love Adele.
I listen.
I love Adele.
So do I.
She sang a version of Fast Love by George Michael as a tribute to. Yeah, but she stopped in the middle of it.
Which I loved.
There's sound issue and
I
she
loved
said,
it.
Fuck it. She literally said, fuck it, by
she
the way.
She said, fuck it. Which,
please,
you know,
fucking stop.
Since stupid celebrities bring their fucking kids to these things, it's like.
Yeah, I don't know why.
She has
I don't know.
To apologize. It's like,
you.
Don't.
I don't know why you bring your kids to the Grammys. You
Dumb.
Know rappers. Look, Dumb. Everybody's swearing these days. I don't know why you're bringing your kids to the Grammys.
Dumb.
They 5 second delay it on TV, so it was fine. It was a 5 second delay. She was good.
Yeah.
So she paused and said, I apologize. I want to get this right. Let's start over. And then did it again. And it crushed it. And I was like, oh. Fast love.
Yeah.
Fast love. And then they cut to that gimpy fucking boyfriend again in the just staring.
He wasn't
at
even
her.
Clapping. He was just kind of like, ugh,
just staring at her with lifeless eyes. Like, come
like
on, bro.
Like, not even wanting to be there.
No. I was like, come on, bro. She's killing it. Then she wins album of the year at the end. And then says Beyonce actually deserved it. Split the Grammy in half and gave half of it to Beyonce.
She's cool.
She's the best. Love Adele.
We love Adele. We're fans, you know, fans of Adele.
She saved the show last night.
Open invitation to Adele.
Yep.
I'm sure she'll be on.
Well, look, you.
Why couldn't she be on?
Well, we're not there yet. Same reason why we're not calling Jay-Z, Jay-Z. We're calling him Sean Carter. We're not there yet, Jabes. We're not there. You're getting a little ahead of yourself. Again, glass ceiling.
Okay.
Let's remember that shattered.
Right.
I hope you're not barefoot because you're gonna break that glass. You're gonna cut your foot open.
I know. I'm supposed to be barefoot, so I'm like really confused.
Yeah, yeah. We should have done your segment from the kitchen. Totally kidding.
All right.
But you know who was missing last week? Last night was Stevie Wonder. He was shockingly not there.
Gosh, he's always everywhere.
Stevie does everything.
He does not turn down.
No, Stevie does. I mean, Stevie's doing bat mitzvahs. He's doing quinceañeras. Very superstitious. Like, Stevie's everywhere. Stevie was even at the Golden Globes about, 3 weeks ago. He was at the Golden Globes. Yeah. You know, but they did Stevie dirty. They did Stevie real dirty at the Golden Globes. They have round tables there. Stage is this way, looking at the presenter. They sat Stevie so he was staring at the fucking wall all night, the sidewall. Presenters are here. He's staring at the sidewall. Oh, yeah. So anytime they cut back to the audience, somebody was talking, Stevie's just staring at the wall. And I was just like, I know.
Well, he can see shape, so it's like.
That's a thing, by the way. We should tell the audience. there is a crazy conspiracy theory going around.
He can see shape.
That Stevie's not blind. He can see shapes.
Mm-hmm.
He can see shapes. There was a guy.
Legally, he's blind.
There was a legally, he's blind.
Listen,
I heard it here. I'm not gonna say it. You're calling that. But there was an old basketball player, Daryl Dawkins, aka Chocolate Thunder. So if you want to Google this Stevie Wonder story for later, he's the one who claims that Stevie can see, and he also claims that after he dunked a ball in a game. During a timeout, Stevie Wonder said to him, hey, man, that was an awesome dunk.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And they did a huge story on it. And they said that Stevie can see shapes. And if you go to YouTube, there's a video clip where they show Stevie Wonder looking at shit. Where he's looking around at shit at different like events. And you're like, whoa. What the fucking?
Okay,
Stevie
I'm not
see?
Gonna do that right now. But
don't
I'm
do that right
do
now,
it
but
later.
Do it after the show.
Yeah,
because there was a thing where like he leaned over to Paul McCartney one time and said something like, "Hey man, you're not reading the cue cards." It was like, "Whoa, what the? Can Stevie see shapes?"
I told you,
it's a huge conspiracy theory. It's a huge. What if Stevie could see this whole time?
He can see shapes. So
what if he could see the whole time? What if he's been able to see for years, and that's his fuck? That's his huge secret. And then right before he dies, he just takes off his sunglasses and he's like, motherfuckers, I can see you the whole time.
Yeah, and
he's
like,
whole
points
time.
To
very
everybody.
Superstitious, yeah. Riding on a wall. What if Stevie just came out and dropped a bombshell and was like, I could see, motherfuckers. I can see. I don't know. I don't know if he can or not, but look up that story. Another big story over the weekend was, the resist movement of the president. You're laughing about it. I'm having a hearty chuckle about it. This resist the president movement is gone so fucking far now that it's like they don't know where else to go. Look, I don't give a shit who you voted for. I'm tired of talking about it. Tired of hearing about it. I don't care. The protests, though, have gone to a level of fuckery that it's just like, what? What are you doing? What are you doing? So in case you missed it over the weekend, the resist movements moved to the beaches this
Saturday.
Week,
yeah. Yeah.
On Saturday, it moved.
Call to arms.
Call to arms. Hey, guys. We're going to meet up at the beach and spell out the word resist in like perfect Beyonce formation. Mm-hmm. So people can see it from space. Helicopters mm-hmm. can see it. Yep. And I looked at this and I was like, I'm sorry. Is this, did you just say you were going to go protest on the beach? Is that where you were? That's where you're protesting?
Here's the thing. Like, who are you hurting?
Yeah.
Who are you hurting?
Or who are you helping on the beach?
Who are you helping? Who are you hurting?
Yeah.
So
like
thousands of protesters gathered on San Francisco's Ocean Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Using their bodies to send a political message. Now listen, 70? Is it about 70, 75? Okay. Using their bodies.
The
Nobody
struggle
was
we
there.
Shall overcome.
Like no opposition. No.
I can't.
Do you know what I mean?
No words?
You weren't sacrificing anything.
You weren't doing anything.
All the protest selfies, which I like to call them now, that you see on Instagram.
Yep.
I got my protest selfie today.
Yeah, I got my protest today. I got a protest selfie.
So what
selfie.
You did is you got some coffee and brunch with your friends, and then you guys like made a little sign and headed over to a completely unopposed walk down the street.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't good enough.
Yeah. No. No, it wasn't good
it
enough.
It was getting a little bit muggy.
Yeah,
it's getting a little hot.
A little hot. Where do we go next? Let's go to the beach.
You know where our voices can really be heard?
The beach.
I think the beach,
The
guys.
Beach. The San Francisco.
Let's
one,
all
one
go.
Of the most beautiful beaches. One of the most serene, picturesque views of the Golden Gate Bridge. Let's go protest there. That's going to get the message out.
Let's do that. And just like, what day should we do it? Like on a work day?
Yeah. Or? No, let's not do it on a work day. We got to work.
You know what'll be better for me Saturday?
Saturday work for you?
And I think that's when we'll really make the most impact.
Yeah, I get a babysitter from noon to two. Can we do it from noon to two at the beach on
that
Saturday?
That sounds great. I'll meet you over at the new coffee place, Bespoke coffee place over there. The guy who organized it has been organizing these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that he did like this was calling for the impeachment of George W. Bush. So
wow.
And he really makes an impact.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
happened
yeah.
or?
No, that
didn't
happen.
Didn't happen. But
Clinton was impeached.
Sure. He didn't do a beach thing for that.
Yeah. Super strange.
It's just fucking weird. Because if you go back. Sorry, I'm just going to go a little bit off.
Go ahead.
If you go back to like civil rights movement and, you know, read anything about that, they were coming towards us, beating us with nightsticks, trampling us with horses.
Yep.
Releasing the tear gas.
Yeah. Fire hoses, dogs.
Okay.
And here's the thing. So
they were nonviolently standing there.
Yeah.
Not on a beach.
Nope.
Not with their buddies.
And that's the thing. As a kid growing up in history class, they show you all the civil rights protests from the 60s.
Yes.
You know, blacks wanted to be treated equally as whites. And they went through some shit, some hard ass shit. And that's what they showed us growing up. I got a child. Are they going to show him the fucking resist movement from the beaches of San Francisco with a bunch of pissed off white liberals who are in Patagonias because it might get windy off the shore? Is that where you're going to show our kid? So you go from the civil rights movement of the 60s to this bullshit now of like, oh, you're resisting on the beach? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I don't know.
You know what? We as a people, like in the media, shit all over black people for protesting for Ferguson and things like that.
Yeah.
This is a time where we should shit all over. I don't like to do this, but it's like, Shit all over the white people. What are you doing?
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing out there on the beach? I'm going to resist on the beach. Like, yeah, honestly.
But then, like, what is it? What are you resisting?
I don't know.
Okay.
What are you, like, the presidency has been decided. all of the people that were chosen in the cabinet been pushed through. What are you protesting?
What are you protesting? It's not, we're not opposed to protesting, but what is it that you are protesting?
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, and I'm not one of those people who has like white guilt or anything like that. When I see people like that, I'm like, motherfucker, stop it. Stop it. Go home. Go home to, you live in a nice house. Like, yeah. go the fuck home. Don't stand on the beach and say, oh my God, we're doing
like
it.
Like a choreographer that's like, let's stand a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. And how do they know what that's going to look like from the sky?
He's done it before. He's been doing it for, you know, since 2007 whatever.
Well, okay. So we have drones now. So you can fly a drone up there for a couple $100. Was he doing with helicopters before to figure out, you know, that the word resist was going to spell out something?
You know, I don't know the brilliance. I don't know how. Brad Newsham?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't really go into that.
I can't. I just, that and you know, then the Meryl Streep gave another rebel rousing speech this weekend.
What'd she do?
I don't know. They were anointing her, you know, as a knight at some gala or what. That's not true.
A knight? Were they knighting her?
They might as well be. They're, you know, and again, She's given another Golden Globe speech about
filibuster.
Oh God.
She basically is trying to filibuster everything.
Yeah,
right?
It's like she's on the floor of Congress giving this like
Oh, Danny boy.
Yeah. I call it the young Pope speech, you know?
Yes.
Kiss the ring.
Yes.
Kiss the ring.
I am so important that I must use my platform.
Yeah. There's
to
a
resist.
New Pope now. There's a new Pope now. Whenever I see her on stage now, I just, it's like a deep, exhale where I'm just like, here it comes.
Yeah.
Because everybody stands up in a plot, like she's the fucking queen. Like she's Queen Elizabeth. Everybody stands up and it's like, oh my, and it's just, and she drinks it in. You want to talk about chewing the scenery.
Dame
Street dog named Desire chews the fucking scenery. I mean, she will, and then she'll go all three cameras. She'll look at all, she just knows where the cameras are. Just, and then she'll bite the lower lip. She'll bite that lower lip and be like, No. Thank you. This is so much bigger than me. Whatever bullshit award it was, like, it could have been like, it wasn't even like a People's Choice Award. It was something else, like, you know, some weird city. Like the Santa Barbara Award or something like that. It was like another nice, and it was like
the old Santa Barbara Award.
Yeah.
Ugh, I know.
Everybody in the audience had paid like a gajillion dollars to be there. It was in tuxedos. And you're going to give this resist the president speech to a room full of the richest people in America. Like, who the fuck are you helping with that? Who are you helping with that? And then she started singing. She started singing a version of the Statue of Liberty. But it was the speech on the Statue of Liberty, but then she sang it like Lady Liberty. And like it was almost as if she was referring to herself as Lady Liberty, and she was the beacon of hope, like the beacon of light that was going to bring people in to the world. And I was just like, oh God. I don't know if that MP3 is available for sale or what. I don't know what they're going to do with that. I mean, I'm sure they'll probably release a 3-CD thing for it. But either way, I'm not amped about it. And because, you know, my thing is this. You look at somebody like Meryl Streep, and she just signed on to do a TV show, by the way.
She
did. And she's doing a TV show. Her salary was released. It was $850,000 an episode.
I would have thought more.
I don't know. That's a lot. That's a lot for TV. You know, I think it's only like 10 episodes.
Well,
it's
those little Big Bang bitches can get whatever.
Yeah, but
I feel like Street
Dogs. They're syndicated around the world. This is like 10 episodes or whatever it is. And it's like, my thing is this. If you really want to, you know, start whatever resist movement or help the refugees or whatever the fuck it is you're crying about on television, why don't you give your whole salary away? You're rich enough at this point that $850 an episode times 10 episodes, $8.5 million. Give that away. Give that away to the resistance movement. Give it away to the refugees, or have the refugees come stay at your house. She's got a huge house. She's got like three or four houses. They're going. They're empty.
Right.
Nobody in them.
Right.
Just
we
her.
Don't know that she doesn't give money, by the way.
We don't.
But we do know that they're probably not staying in her house. But
here's my point. If you're going to come out and make a statement about it, that's a pretty big statement. Hey, guys, just sign off for this TV show. They're paying me $850,000 an episode. You know what I'm going to do with that money? I'm going to give it away. Say that in your speech.
That would be pretty powerful.
Yeah, that'd be powerful as fuck.
That'd
be
a sacrifice.
Like, all right.
That's what I'm saying. That would be a sacrifice. Like, don't just go to the beach and have a nice Saturday. Like, what is...
What are you sacrificing?
Don't only have a speech when you're getting an award and, like, it's just easy. Like,
yeah.
Go out on the street.
Go out on the street every...
Go on a sidewalk like a homeless person and yell out to the street. Yeah, quit your job.
You're rich enough. You don't have to do... You don't have to work ever again.
Right.
So if you're serious about the whatever movement this is called, the resist, quit your job and go and march every day. Simple as that. But I don't hear anybody doing that. No. Yeah. If it's taking away their time or money, we don't have time to resist. If I can go to the beach for a couple hours on a Saturday, yeah, I'll resist. Fuck it.
That's
Let's resist
I
a little more.
That's why I don't get into any causes, really.
Yeah.
You got to really sacrifice.
Yeah.
Like, when I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So I just kind of like, I'm kind of okay with everything because it's just easier that way.
Yeah. And you know, and this week we had a great company, Black Rifle Coffee Company, come out. Howard Schultz, at the beginning of the week, last week, said that he was, you know, after the travel ban, he was going to hire 10,000 refugees at a Starbucks. Black Rifle Coffee comes out. It's a veteran-owned coffee company, for those who don't know. Delicious coffee. Amazing. And they came out and said, hey, we're going to hire 10,000 veterans. That's what we're going to do. We're actually going to help a cause and hire 10,000 veterans to our company. And that to me, that's helping out now and immediately to people who live here in this country that are going through stuff. Because, you know, resisting on the beach, what the fuck, bro? What are you going
to do? You know, and I don't, we're not against, again, any protest, but that to me just got, that's too much.
I know, but
it's too obvious.
If you're watching this at home on CNN or whatever it is, and
you think it's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, people are laughing at that around the world, where you're just like, oh my.
I
do too. It's like, are you, sorry, because it looks like you're on a beach, like a really nice beach protesting. And again, it's this selfie world of like, is it more for the selfie? Is it to say that you did something? I don't know what it is. But I can tell you one thing, didn't do anything, to President Trump, or the rest of the cabinet this week at all.
We're going to actually see what happens with that order today.
Probably
whatever the fuck he wants, basically.
I can assure you, no one gave a baker's fuck about protesting on the beach.
It looked fun.
Yeah, it looked like a great time. But some people might have gotten a mild sunburn.
My protest tan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
My protest tan. That's what it's come down to, hasn't it?
It is, I feel, but we'll see.
Gosh.
We'll see if it does anything, really. We could be just putting our foot in our mouth, whatever. But as of right now, I don't think that it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But you know, do they go into Starbucks that morning and say, oh, thanks, Howard. We're going to go protest. We're getting coffee. Can you write resist on it instead of Becky?
For sure.
Instead of Becky, can you write resist on it? Because I want people to know when I get there that I told them I was going to protest and I had them write resist on the coffee cup.
Yeah.
I
think it's a lot of that. I think it's more about who knows that you protest than if you protest, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, you tell as many people as you can that you're doing a thing, no matter what it is, like donating money or da, da, da. Like, hey guys,
I'm doing this.
I'm
a powerful person. I found my inner chi.
The most powerful is, again, people we don't know that are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, but they're not taking selfies or telling the world or making them.
Yeah. I just, to wrap this up, put a little button on it, put a bee on this bonnet.
I do talk too much.
No, but I pray this isn't what they're showing our children in like 10 years in high school of like, oh my God. We went from civil rights movement to the resist movement on the beach. Every couple decades, somebody's got to overcome something. I'd be like, hey, bro, I'd sit them down and say, this was bullshit. this was the end. This was the end.
It may be this was the year that your mommies and daddies lost their fucking mind. All of them. All of them on both sides. And we don't know.
Because where do you go after this? After this? You go to St. Bart's? Do you start booking places to go protest? Like, I'm
going
to go to...
Where are you going to that one?
Yeah. Are you going to St. Bart's
one? Yeah, I am too. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'll see you there.
Are you flying commercial?
Oh my gosh. Please.
No. Private.
I'm resisting commercial.
Yeah. I'm going to go private.
I'm going to go private
to resist. And then we're going to Ibiza. It's going to be a world tour of
protesting.
Yeah, protesting only in tropical places. Bahamas, Jamaica. Yeah.
Hawaii, I think, is really underserved right now.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna head on out to Hawaii.
Anyways,
we're assholes,
but you know who's not an asshole?
Yep, the revolutionary person of the week. Here's the thing, kids. Every week, we're gonna do a revolutionary figure who is changing the game, who has changed the world in some small, tiny little facets that has changed our lives. This week, it is Mike Ilitch. This one hurts. This one hurts on the inside, big time.
Are you going to be able to get through this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Mike passed away this week at the age of 87. He died Friday at the hospital in Motor City in Detroit. He launched a worldwide restaurant empire whose pizza pizza catchphrase became ubiquitous. I'm talking about the founder of Little Caesars. Big fan. Are you joking me? He also founded, he was the owner of the Detroit Tigers and the Detroit Red Wings, and that's all great. But let's be real. Little Caesars Pizza is my jam. That is how I get down.
That's how I get wet. You like it hot and you like it ready.
Yeah. You don't have that much money growing up. Boom. You go to Little C's. They will treat you right. You get two pizzas for $7.99, some crazy bread. That crazy bread, I'm going to say it's up there with the Wrights brothers. The Wrights brothers built that plane.
Okay.
And that thing was hopping along the ground like every 100 yards. The crazy bread, boom. That came out the bag smooth. Right into your gullet.
Wow.
Big fan. Crazy bread. If you had to give me a choice of crazy bread in this life or flight, first in flight, take the crazy bread.
Really? And then you drive everywhere that you'd ever have to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Drive everywhere I had to go because that crazy bread sets me off.
There's something about it sitting under a heat lamp for a little bit that kind of like so really?
Simmering. It's simmering. That's where the magic comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of Little Caesars. I really don't want to understate that at all. I am a huge fan of Little Caesars.
And if we get sponsored, you know, it's whatever. Sure. Like
big fan. Little C's. Mike Ilitch. R.I.P. brother. We love you. We love you so much. Look, kids, this was fun.
Groundbreaking.
Live on Facebook, live on YouTube, live on Twitter, and the audio show. Look, kids, if you're new to the Ross Patterson Revolution, go to iTunes, go to SoundCloud, go to Podcast Addict, go to YouTube, and you can binge listen to the first six. This is actually the seventh.
We've been at it,
but we just dropped it last night. A little birdie told me we were number five in the world in the iTunes comedy charts. Yeah. Yep. So we're big. I feel like we're big. I don't know if it's me or I don't know if it's because I broke the glass ceiling with the Jablers.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welks across the board.
You. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, kids. The revolution is televised. And we'll be back. We'll be back on Wednesday or Thursday with the perm. Be sure to check out Ross Patterson Revolution on Instagram, the Facebook page, and the Ross Patterson fan page for updates. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone. Or good day or good morning. I don't know where you live. But we're global now. We're global. 5 o'clock somewhere.
All right.
All right.